Good evening, family and friends. This is another episode of GQ's Kickback for Blurreds. And today, there's so much going on in the world, but I guess I'm going to focus on my Miami Dolphins rant part two. As you know, my team has initially fired previous coach Brian Flores because for some reason they did not like the fact he would not be a yes man to the higher ups in that organization. And unfortunately, the way that this past season started did not help his case for staying on board, although we finished strong and unfortunately short of the playoffs, but that's not here nor there. Recently, Coach Flo, as he's affectionately known, made some allegations against the Miami Dolphins organization, basically ranging from wanting to fix games so that we can tank for a quarterback that we had no shot of getting. He also accused the NFL of racism when it comes to its hiring practices for coaches. And, you know, unfortunately, I agree with just about everything that he said, and I believe that they actually did it. The problem comes in that now my same organization has hired a new coach, Coach Mike McDaniel. And Coach Mike McDaniel has the appearance of being a possibly white man, but he's actually biracial. As I've seen a couple pictures floating around on the internets, if you will. And so he is biracial. And so therefore, because he's biracial, black and white, this may put a dent in Brian Flores's argument, but it's hard to say. Only time will tell. But Flores makes up a good point that it is hard being a black coach in the National Football League. 9 times out of 10, you get a team that you have to build from the ground up, which is what most coaches are supposed to do. No doubt about that. But sometimes you end up getting a team that's just, I mean, for lack of better terms, awful. And they're supposed to turn sugar into shit. Turn shit into sugar, excuse me. And if they don't do that, they run off. They have a short leash. I've seen other coaches of other backgrounds and or ethnicities who are just completely mediocre. And yet, they get job after job, chance after chance. A black coach, you may get a 3-4 year contract. But if you're not being seen as producing by year three, you run off. So the playing field is not even when it comes to black coaches and when it comes to African-American coaches. Unfortunately, the other thing that we have to deal with, too, is the Rooney Rule. Now, the intent for the Rooney Rule was cool. And a lot of people may not know this, but the late Johnny Cochran was the author of the Rooney Rule back in the, I want to say, the early 90s. Because even at that time, it was recognized that the NFL had a problem with hiring African-American head coaches. Because, matter of fact, I can only think of one coach, or maybe two, that came to mind during that time. That was Art Shell when he was with the Oakland Raiders. And I believe Dennis Green, who was with the Arizona Cardinals. But I'm not exactly sure what year that was. That might have even been in the early 2000s. But even back then, it was recognized that the National Football League has an issue with hiring African-American coaches. And so Johnny Cochran was about to force their hand. And so they basically came with the Rooney Rule to say, hey, and this was actually crafted by, I want to say it's Art Rooney, but I know, don't come after me, Pittsburgh fans. I might have it wrong, but I know it's a member of the Rooney family who owns the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they came up with the rule saying that each team must interview at least one coach of color. Which I kind of hate that term, but that's for another rant. But they needed to hire another coach of a different ethnicity other than white. Not hire, but interview. I apologize. So, you know, on the surface, it was a good idea. And the Rooneys actually followed through with their own rule when, after Bill Cowher retired, they hired Mike Tomlin. And they have stuck by Mike Tomlin. And Tomlin has produced them a Super Bowl. he has built up the career, helped shape the career of one Ben Roethlisberger, who recently retired. So black coaches can and do make a difference. They should have known that back in 2006 when the Chicago Bears and the Indianapolis Colts were going at it for the Super Bowl, and you had not one but two black coaches in that particular game. And so ultimately, Tony Dungy won the Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts that year on the strength of his coaching as well as the arm of Peyton Manning. But personally, I was rooting for Lovie Smith myself because he seems more relatable to me, but that's just my only opinion. Matter of fact, shout out to Lovie Smith, who is now hired as the head coach of the Houston Texans. Now, I really hope that the brother gets a fair shot and that he's not running into a buzzsaw, because as we've seen, the Texans aren't exactly the best organization, in my opinion. And, you know, they got a whole lot of things they need to fix. So I hope they give that brother a fair shot, give him the resources he needs in order to build a winner. But that remains to be seen, because I don't trust them. Anyway, back to what I was originally saying. So the Rooney family actually sticks by their rule and has no issue with hiring a black head coach who produces. But a lot of these other teams, you know, I feel like as if, yeah, they'll interview you, but they won't hire you. That's just like, you know, certain jobs I hear. You'll get the interview, but you're not going to get hired, even though if you are the best qualified or in some cases overly qualified. But again, that's another rant for another day. But the bottom line is, but back to my main premise of the show, the Dolphins continue to be, they're just a mess. Like, I just wish for once my team would show some level of stability. I just wish for once, you know, we could just have a winning season with little to no controversy. We can actually go deep in the playoffs. Hell, give me a Super Bowl before I get too old to be able to see the TV. That's all I ask. That's all I ask, and that's what a whole bunch of other Miami Dolphin fans ask. Now, when the news came out about, well, first when Dolphins fired Brian Flores, I was ready to just abandon this team because I had enough. Then once the allegations came out, I really got pushed to the point where I was about to abandon this team. And who knows, they may still do something stupid and, well, I might just have to throw my hands up. But with the hiring of Mike McDaniel, this kind of changes my perspective in that, okay, again, got to give the brother a fair shot, all right? Got to give him a fair shot. And because he is offensive-minded versus defensive-minded, which is, you know, we are sorely lacking the offensive department, maybe he can help us turn that around. Because our defense is always stout. Our defense has always been hella stout, even in our terrible years. But offensively, we just cannot get our shit together, okay? Tua, to me, he's an okay quarterback, but he is not the quarterback of the future. He's just not. I'm sorry. You know, the Dolphins had chance after chance to draft many decent quarterbacks since Dan Marino retired, and each and every time they always deviated away from that. Such as the year we could have had Drew Brees. We decided not to draft Drew Brees, and instead we decided to sign Dante Culpepper. That caused Nick Saban to leave. I believe that and Jimmy Johnson, I believe, wanted to sign somebody too, and I can't think of which quarterback he wanted to sign, but that's the reason why he left Miami. And so during when Tua got drafted, we had the chance to draft Justin Herbert. Well, they said, no, we want Tua. The Dolphins actually thought they had a shot of getting Joe Burrow. Mind you, they would have had to take just about every single game to get him. But they figured, oh, we'll try to do a trade with Cincinnati Bengals. Well, guess what? The Bengals basically laughed at us and said no. And now, after having a terrible, well, I wouldn't say terrible rookie season, but after suffering a serious injury in his rookie season, Burrow has bounced back. And Joey Cool has taken his team to the Super Bowl, which is going down this weekend. That could have possibly been the Miami Dolphins. I highly doubt it. Because I don't believe in tanking to get a player. Right? Because in my mind, that doesn't work out so well. Just ask the Indianapolis Colts, who tanked, or as they say, sucked for Luck. And well, Luck is a good quarterback, but he did not get them to the mountaintop and ultimately ended up retiring because they wore that man out. But anyway, back to what I was discussing with the Dolphins. I just hope that one day the Dolphins actually gets it together. They, you know, just give me two or three seasons, you know, of decent football. Get me to the playoffs. And like I said, I just want to see a Super Bowl before I either get too old to see the TV or before they put me 6 feet under. That's all I want. That's not a whole lot to ask. So, Dolphin fans, if you feel me, let me know. Check in, share, spread the word. You know, I'm sure I'm going to have many more rants in the future because I don't quite know if I'm going to quit them yet. But, you know, you just get pushed to that point, right, as a fan. Because as a fan, you want to see a winner. You don't want to keep seeing the same tired, football season after season after season where you don't win, you know. I just want to see us win. And so on that note, I'm going to shut it down because my throat's getting dry. I need to go get some water and I need to figure out some more ideas. So keep on listening out there. Keep on pressing on. And let's just hopefully hope. That's funny. And we just hope that that the team is actually able to move forward with our new coaching hire. Until next time, friends and family. This is Mr. Garrett, and I'm signing off saying peace, blessings, and one love to you.